This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I'm dead loose from the noose. That keeps me hanging around. I got nine lives, cat's eyes. Great Patriots, going to join me next segment. I got a few final things I want to hit here, but we've entered beyond the Twilight Zone now. You just heard William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, lay out that there is a total criminal takeover of the federal government by the Democrats. And Trump ordered last year and 2 weeks ago, release all this stuff, all the Russia stuff, and all the spy, and they won't do it. They won't follow his orders. And you go, well, he's not a good leader. I've got a great crew. We've got our own janitors. We've got our own legal. We've got our own customer service. We've got our own video production, researchers, writers. We've got about 100 people. And they're great. But my lack of communication or whatever, sometimes I can't get stuff done. Trump's got tens of thousands of federal employees under him in the executive and around, what is it, a half a million troops? How many people are in the armed services now? Like close to a million regular and whatever in the reserves, I forget. I'm not here to kiss Trump's ass. I don't want his job. But at the same time, what do you do when Brennan, 4 months ago, was supposed to lose his security clearance? And I talked about it months ago. I talked about it last week. Now Senator Paul came out. We played it 2 hours ago and said, this is a mutiny in the government. This is sedition. They're not leaving. It's just the arrogance of Brennan. And then he's a Wahhabist and a communist. I mean, he admits he's a Wahhabist and a communist. You can go look it up. And it's like he wrote all these articles about how he hates America. Then get out, you little piece of crap. But you know what? It makes me feel weak at night when I go to sleep that that guy is still walking around inside this country, shooting his ugly damn mouth off. I mean, you know what? I'm just done. I'm done with these people that just want to. I mean, and it turns out Comey's a communist too. What the hell is going on here? No wonder our borders are under total siege and collapsing. And again, I'm going to go back to this. I've got hundreds of articles I haven't hit, 40-something video clips I haven't hit. I'm not saying this for lack of material. Ann Coulter, I've had her on several times over the years. Nothing against Ann Coulter. But she does these cheap tricks where she goes, we've got double plus, almost three times, the number of illegals coming in under Trump. He sucks. That's because the UN's running the refugee centers and assaulting us, and because Congress didn't allot the money. So I don't care about defending Trump. I care about defending reality, Coulter. So by saying it's Trump that did it, what is he supposed to do? March into Congress at gunpoint and make him fund the damn money? You know, at a certain point, we may get to that. Because here's the thing. They're coming at gunpoint to remove the president. And I've been on the receiving end of the leftist arm of the CIA and all this being designated as a Russian and designated as an enemy and all the harassment. So it doesn't make me scared. It makes me angry that weirdo communists who literally were chosen by the globalists because they had some weird fetish hating America, and now they get to sit there and piss on me and my family year after year and get away with it. And they get to ignore the president and lawful orders, and they get to run around, do whatever they want. I'm sick of them. I just pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that God bring justice upon Brennan and Clapper and Obama and Hillary. don't wish any violence upon them. I don't want to be martyrs. I'm just saying, God always knows how to do things. God, I'm just praying here humbly. Will you get these people?
I want to salute and commend every man, woman, and child that has supported this broadcast over the years and that has stood with us. And I want to thank all of our sponsors and all of our affiliates. But I'll tell you like it is. You've seen the unmitigated attack we've been under. You're our only sponsors. And when you don't buy the products that are absolutely the best out there, we aren't able to continue on. So remember, you are the InfoWar. I'm not the leader. You are the leader. When you take action, nothing stops you. We've got giant specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com that are unprecedented. And if you go there and buy great products that you already need from across the board, it funds the second American Revolution worldwide. So I want to thank you for your support, and I want to encourage you again. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for whatever the product is you need. We have thousands of them, and it makes this all possible. Thank you for making InfoWars possible. God bless you.
Here before Matt Bracken takes over, that I caught myself about to end the show and hand it over to Matt before I covered this. And that's because I'm a wimp. I'm going to be completely honest with people. I get ready for hours at night and hours in the morning, and then the crew prints me usually 300, 400 articles, most of which I've seen, some I haven't, and a bunch of video clips. And I come in here and look at a bunch of them and decide what to cover. And kind of after I've already absorbed them, I just get pissed off that I tend to not cover them. And that's because you're not supposed to see stuff like this. If people did things like this in any other culture, at any other time, they would get grabbed by a crowd of people who had instincts and taken to a tree and hung by their neck. And I'm not calling for that. But I've told the listeners this, and I don't want to dredge it up in my brain, and I don't want to go do the research again because I can't handle it. If anything can break me, I understand why people don't want to look at evil, because it gets hard to look at. I have seen over the years, and I've been on air 25 years, I don't want to exaggerate. I've probably seen 50 or 60 videos, and I've read thousands of articles about abortion doctors having sex with dead babies and throwing them around like footballs and selling their organs and everything else. And now every week it comes out because people are inside these facilities and finally have a conscience, and God's moving on people's hearts. And there's a new video out on InfoWars.com of two partial birth abortion 8.5-month-old babies. And, you know, I feel like a criminal earlier because I didn't tell the crew, and I'm not mad at the crew. I told them to have it ready. They went ahead and rolled it after I've already watched it last night and this morning. And it makes me want to kill people. I'm going to just be honest with you right now. So because, you know, my guts, my spirit sees a baby who got killed and its brain sucked, and then they make a joke out of it. You know, that's the thing about it is they gotta rub it in, don't they? It's one thing to read a police report. They bust a lot of these guys about them having sex with the dead babies. Sometimes they keep them alive and have sex with them first. That's what the demon wants. But it's another thing to have to watch it, you know what I mean? But I have a responsibility to watch that. I'm going to watch that. But I'll just tell you something right now. We're very lucky God's forgiving, because the amount of evil coming out of this planet right now is unbelievable. But Satan knows what he's doing. He wants God to remove the hedge of protection. And that's why we've got to fight the evil, we've got to stop the evil, and we've got to just keep letting God know, we know this is wrong, please don't kill us and our children. Because let me tell you something. When you got this kind of stuff going on, wide scale, man, bad stuff historically starts happening real quick. Like a plague that's going to kill billions, or a nuclear war. And you know what? At the end of the day, here's what's getting sick. I've got four children, I love them more than life. I'm starting to just think God ought to blow the whole planet up. You know what I mean? So that we're not just a factory to kill a bunch more kids. Because if we're just going to be a factory to have little babies so child molesters can rape them and torture the hell out of them, then you know what? Just blow it all up, God, because I don't want to be part of this. And I don't want to be aiding and abetting it, because I can't figure out how to stop it. In fact, you know, I went and saw the raw footage. Here's the thing. I've seen other stuff, too. And it's the thing about those little dead kids. I mean, these are babies, man. These are full-size babies. These are like six-pound babies. And I don't want to incite violence against these people that are doing this. I just want to stop them. But I can't show you this and not tell you what I really think. And then if you go out and do something violent, it turns these pieces of crap into victims. So I don't know what you do about all this. I just know this. That we're not going to be able to coexist with these people. And they know it, and we know it. And so whatever we got to do down the road, let's just make sure we think about it, we get it straight, and we do a professional job. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not running the show here. I don't have all the answers. All I know is this. You go watch them make fun and laugh at these dead babies. And then you ask me if we're not guilty for being part of these people. Because allowing people like that to walk around breathing makes us aid and abet those sons of bitches. And all I'm telling you is that I can't take much more of their crap. But at the same time, you've got to be as wise as a serpent and peaceful as a dove. Walk softly, carry a big stick. But, man, I'm done. We're going to go to break, and I'll have our guest host take over. I'm just going to say this real simply. If people don't feel called to support what we're doing, then that's fine. I don't blame you. But if you do want to support what we're doing, I'm very satisfied that our operation is the most hated, dreaded enemy of the Satanist, because we know who they are and we're not afraid of them. But that said, we will not exist without you. And all I ask is you to ask yourself, do you want to buy products that are the best out there at great prices? Whether they're books or films or supplements or water filters or air filters, you know, they've had third parties go out and test all our supplements, test our water filters or air filters. And they always get angry. They go, oh, man, these are like the highest rated. Well, A, I'm not going to sell something if it's not highest rated. I want you to get a good response and buy it again. Plus, I know they're testing it all. But I feel guilty that I spend so little time focused on funding so that we could do the really great things I know we could do if we had a lot more money. And the enemy has seen the potential of InfoWars. They know what we can do. And that's why they're working so hard to shut us down. And sure, you can say, well, you know, 15 minutes an hour is ads. But for 20 years, nobody watches the ads. Nobody listens to the ads. Everybody knows in talk radio and TV, the product placement is during the segments. And when it comes to the industry, we have the least amount of ads during the actual show of anybody out there. Because quite frankly, I don't want to sit here when we're talking about how they're torturing babies and playing games with them and all this, and then say, oh, by the way, get our coffee, get our protein bars, or you know, get our new Super Force special, everything with Force in the name, 50% off. But you know what? At the end of the day, we should be proud of that because it is you and your investment and your belief in this operation in 20-plus years that has stood the test of time and that has wreaked havoc on the enemy. So I first off thank the listeners who have supported us. And I salute you, and I ask others, in this time of history, choose which side you're on, whether you spread the word about the broadcast, or whether you pray for us, whether you financially support us. Whatever you can do, make that decision and do it, and decide which side you're on. There's nothing more powerful than praying for us. It's incredibly powerful to spread the word. Financial support.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, Enemies Foreign and Domestic.com is our guest. Our co-host, he's about to take over. He wants to chime in on this, so I held over. I want to be very, very clear. The energy force of evil is hurting children and hurting innocents and having power over the weak. That's the nature of satanic energy. And the world's always had this going on in it. Now we just have the tools to be aware that it's happening. And the articles on NewsWars.com, graphic, shock footage, undercover probe catches abortion doctors playing fight with dead babies. Now, I've watched this three times, and I don't like watching this. I have four children. I'll be honest, it makes me feel murderous, which is a normal activity. These are big babies. These are like six-month-old babies or six-pound babies who would be in the last trimester. And the doctors are making jokes, having them fight. And when you read about the literature and the convictions and the indictments, it's wholesale, especially partial birth. Because the type of people that would actually kill 7, 8, 9, 10 babies a day that could have been adopted, I mean, these are big babies. It's a special type of person, a special type of sicko. And so one part of me feels bad airing this. The other part feels good. It's partially blurred out. And there's a lot more of this I'm not going to show you, but I've read to you the Vice articles about women. It feels so good to kill your baby. It's so empowering. You're going to have the biggest orgasm of your life. The truth is it hurts like hell. It doubles the chance of different types of reproductive cancer. But imagine if you went and saw a horror movie where people are getting abortions for pleasure. You think that's a sick movie. This is really going on, and it's our inability to admit evil exists that allows this to happen. So that's what I'm trying to get at. So I want you guys to play this video at 10% speed. I want you to program the computer. I want you to slow this down. Because if I'm going to look at this again, I'm going to look at it slow. I'm going to let it burn into my brain because, man, let me tell you, I love my children so much. I love other children so much. And all my instincts are protect them and love them and build them up and educate them. And so if we're going to look at this, we're not going to turn away. We're going to look right at it, okay? We're going to let it burn in real good what they're doing to the children. And so none of us enjoy this. None of us like this. The enemy loves it. But we're going to look at this, and we're going to face this, and then we're going to do something about it. And don't go blow up these abortion clinics and turn them into victims, but politically sue them. Go to their city councils, expose them. Go find out the bar they go to and record them bragging about killing kids. They're all demons. That's how you hit them. Be smart about it, but don't just sit here and feel bad about it. Do something about it. Because, again, I was told by former high-level people in the CIA who'd been involved in My Lai massacre and stuff, who'd repented. They thought they were doing was good. Men, women, children. And I've talked to former FBI guys that headed whole sectors up, like Ted Gunderson, And then I'd be having dinner with him like 23 years ago, and he'd be like, Alex, they're all Satanists, and they get the Down syndrome kids and have sex with them, and they're devil worshipers, and they corrupt the kids, and they have the fetal tissue and the vaccines to corrupt them. I was like, you're nuts. And then 20 years later, man, it's all out in the open. And the stuff I got told by John DeCamp, who was in the CIA, who was in the Phoenix Project, even those guys have a conscience where the rubber meets the road. And this, I'm going to go to Matt. I appreciate him. I feel like we shouldn't just show these babies being defiled like this after they suck their damn brains out. Just, oh, look, here's the baby. I think we should stare at it. Here, just, I'm going to look at the screen right now. I don't want to do this. But we're going to do this because they got killed. They got tortured to death. They got treated like toilet paper for these guys to have fun with. So let's look at it together, and let's promise that their deaths aren't in vain. Go ahead and roll it. These are abortion doctors with third trimester babies that were about to be born, defiling them, making jokes about them that they're having a fight. Because that's who they are. And by the way, this is nothing. They've been convicted. They've been caught having, not these doctors, other sex with them. Well, of course, you're going to do this all day long. Who do you think you are? All right, Matt Bracken, you wanted to comment on this. I appreciate you holding all of it and ranting. Evil's just coming out of the closet right now. Why do you think so?
I think it's a cyclical part of human nature. And with modern technology, the pendulum is just swinging much further and much faster. You know, when historians look at the 20th century and they point to Weimar Germany as sort of being a wind-up to World War II, and they say, oh, well, the Weimar Germany, you know, they had like live sex acts and, you know, a lot of moral depravity. Compared to Weimar Germany is like Mayberry RFD compared to where we are today. And like a catapult being wound up, you know, like a spring being compressed. We're pushing so far against, I guess you would call it natural law or biblical morality.
God.
We've been pushing God's law, natural law. Maybe they're the same thing. You know, maybe the Bible is like the collective wisdom of human experience about how to create a civilization that's moral and enduring with good values. And we've rebelled against that. We've rebelled against God. And when this pendulum swings, when the catapult energy is released, I have to think it's going to be something far worse than what happened in the 1940s. Much worse.
I agree. And I watch the left celebrate the death of children. Do they not know they are reaping total destruction? I think it's biblical. I think billions are going to die for this. God's going to really hurt us bad.
Well, the left is so detached from reality. They're actually engaged in kind of an anarchical blood ghost dance. You know, hatred against their father, hatred against their father in heaven. And what they're doing, for an example, they've got the border wide open, 4,000 a day coming over. We've seen Central Africans in large groups wading across the Rio Grande. Then they go into these holding center, ICE refugee temporary holding centers, where they can all cough on one another.
It's like a Stephen King novel where they're trying to collapse the very pillars of society. You're going to take over. I appreciate Matt Bracken.
Well, that's going to happen because we've got Ebola breaking out in Africa. We know that it can be dormant for weeks.
No, it's funny you say that. You had 200 coming across from Angola. And that's right where they've got it's so insane. We're living in a science fiction movie, and the average person doesn't know how much danger they're in because they're watching ESPN. Matt Bracken takes over in 3 minutes. Tell everybody you know to tune in or get into the globalist, whatever. If you don't promote us, whatever, then it's up to you. Mike in New Jersey, you're on the air. Thanks for calling, Mike.
You are the man, Alex. I'm so glad to be talking to you. I'm so excited. I'm such a big fan. Ever since I've been listening, I've been buying your products. I got to do a shout out for the Bone Broth.
The Bone Broth. The Bone Broth. the bone broth. The bone broth.
Tastes like great milkshake, you know, if you just add it to milk.
It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. It tastes like Ovaltine. Like good. Whoa.
I feel great since I've been taking it. My daughter uses the bubblegum fluoride-free toothpaste. I've used the Super Male Vitality, a host of other products. So thank you so much for that as well.
Brother, you're thanking me for buying the products and keeping us on air. I'm thanking you. But yes, this is the ultimate bone broth formula with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the true bone broth. It is next level. It really is good. So thank you.
I feel great since I've been taking it. Thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. It's Matt Bracken. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
After watching those babies being played with like dolls, it's pretty hard to imagine that God's going to have a lot of mercy on this society. You know, there's a reason why Sodom and Gomorrah went down in the books as examples of don't do it the way they did it. Whatever they did was so bad that it caused a reaction that wiped them out totally. And when you see the kind of, you know, not only pure evil like those babies those aborted babies. But you read in Europe that euthanasia laws are now being extended to teenagers that are depressed. Sure, we'll inject you with a death drug. Your 17-year-old girl rape victim, you're depressed. Kill yourself. We'll give you the needle. I mean, this is truly truly sick. I mean, there are obviously some good signs. National sovereignty movements around the world are growing stronger, but you have to wonder if it's going to be enough or if it's just going to be too little and too late. In our own country, the open borders crowd, which is basically the rebranded communists, globalists, progressives, one worlders, socialists, it's the same group. They've got our borders wide open. It's pointless to talk about closing the border or forcing Mexico to close their border. We don't even have the national will to close our own border. And we're going to ask a third world country like Mexico to stop the flood across Mexico when we can't do it our own selves. But we obviously could very easily. The military can do it tomorrow. It just has to make the announcement that we're not having the welcome wagon anymore. And groups approaching the border are going to be resisted. It's our national right to do so. It's right in the Constitution. The United States shall guarantee to every state in this union a republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. The president can do that on his own say-so tomorrow. All it takes is razor wire and pepper spray. You know, you can stop it if you want to stop it. But instead, what our soldiers are doing is make work projects like painting barriers. They're not actually interdicting anybody. We have troops in, 100 nations around the world, but we are not allowed to have our own troops stop an invasion. And it's not just a future demographic electoral invasion. That's bad enough. In 10 years, they'll all be voting, and they'll all be voting for the party that promises the most welfare and benefits. That's the Democrats. So it's easy to see why the Democrats want this invasion to continue. But the madness of it comes when you see that not only are Central Americans coming over, but now even large groups of Africans are coming over, including Africans from Central Africa and the Congo, where Ebola is now spreading like it did years ago, with hundreds of new cases a week, 50, 100 deaths a week. It gets into a major city in Africa. It's going to be very hard to stop. The amount of treatment, there's no treatment. Once you've got it, you're 90% of the time you're dead horribly. If you manage to survive, you're crippled. You're a shell of a human being. But if it gets into a major city in the era of jet travel, it's going to be almost impossible to stop from spreading around the world. They think that it can usually remain dormant for 2 or 3 weeks in a person, but there have been cases where people have exploded in full symptoms, more than a month after being exposed. That would include Center for Disease Control people coming back to America. They spend 2 or 3 weeks in quarantine. They get off the airplane in America. There are cases of people exploding in symptoms more than a month later. So it's pure Russian roulette. And when you add open borders with large groups of Africans coming across, not to mention that they could be spreading it, on the way up through Mexico, then they get into our ICE detention camps, where they'll spend a couple weeks coughing on one another in close contact. It's a witch's brew. It's almost as if, the powers that be wanted something like this to happen. I don't think that they do. I'm not that much of a conspiracy theorist. But I'll tell you what, the main conspirators in the deep state coup against Trump, they're desperate. They see Steele ready to testify to the Department of Justice. They see the prison doors closing on themselves. And a lot of these characters that have, been at the high senior executive service level for decades of their lives, they're not going to take it lying down. they'll be willing to do almost anything to upset the table. And that includes, as Alex was discussing earlier, ways to take out President Trump directly. And it's not even a matter of food testers. If you have contact poisons that somebody can just be put in contact with, something put on a doorknob or a car handle. So, thank goodness Trump is a germaphobe who doesn't like to shake hands or touch a lot of stuff, because that's a main vector now for poisoning, is just a contact or an aerosol or something that you ingest. But, I mean, these are extremely dangerous times. I would call on everybody to be ready for almost anything. We might have a very short period of time if you hear about Ebola getting loose in a big African city. You know, you'd better have a month's worth of food and water, because you're not going to be wanting to go out. If Ebola gets loose, crosses the border, it's going to require draconian measures on a level that we can't even imagine. And this is in a country where, in the face of epidemics coming into our country, you know, children coming into our classrooms with resistant tuberculosis, for example, drug-resistant tuberculosis, and we have a government that is so ineffectual, or actually in favor of the invasion, that they won't stop it now. Do you think that they'll really be willing to put total quarantines on cities that have Ebola raging in them? I mean, it's almost like fiddling while Rome burns, or it's like the during the Middle Ages, while the bubonic plague is raging, the nobles are in the castle having, you know, one last party. Part of it I blame on our short attention span. In this media era, it's almost as if Ebola, oh, we already did that. That was 5 years ago. Ebola is an old story. They figured it out. Ebola is finished. You don't have to worry about it. Well, I'll tell you what. Ebola is not finished. And a really good blog I highly recommend. The guy that writes it is really brilliant, and named Aesop, like Aesop's Fables. It's called Raconteur Report. And every so often he puts out an Ebola update. And it's very chilling what he had to say on June 1 about Ebola spreading in Congo. It's extremely frightening. And if this gets loose among the people coming into this country, or if just one single health worker gets off the airplane thinking that they've passed the quarantine period, but they haven't, it can wreak havoc. We do not have the beds, the containment facilities, you know, that hot zone level of treatment. It just doesn't exist. One Ebola patient takes practically an army of specialists that are suited up in exotic hazmat suits, and we just don't have that army of health workers standing by ready to go. We should be taking things like this very seriously. And instead, you know, we're talking about impeaching President Trump or putting him in jail. You know, the crime is unspecified. We'll find the crime later. First we'll impeach him or have him put in jail. Then we'll figure out what the crime is. Anyway, what a time to be alive. And watching those babies before, oh, man. I'll be back in a couple minutes, and we'll keep going.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain. But you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Alex Jones with Matt Bracken.
Okay, I'm back for my last big segment, and I've got a couple of topics to cover. You might be wondering, why am I wearing a camouflage shirt today? I'm glad it didn't disappear on the green screen. It's more brown than green. Well, there's no doubt that the info war is a culture war also. It's a war between the globalist communists, the Marxists, and us American patriots and other national patriots, those that support the values of the Bible and Western civilization. And even if you don't support, if you're an atheist, natural law, the laws that human beings learned over the last few thousand years about what makes a civilization work. That's what we're for. And one way I've thought of to kind of identify ourselves as kind of a uniform is camouflage. You'll never see a liberal wearing hunting camouflage. Where I live in North Florida, there's not a restaurant you walk into. You don't see somebody wearing some hunting camouflage. Everybody's got probably a few of these on the shelf. You don't have a shirt to wear. You got a cap like this to wear. And it's a way for folks to self-identify. When you're out walking your dog or you're at the ballpark, you see the guy in hunting camouflage, give him a little nod. He's probably a like-minded person because, for a fact, progressives, they're into the pink pussy hats and they're into the rainbow banners. They don't realize that they actually do look like Honkler the Clown to us. But hunting camouflage is something that pretty much conservatives and libertarians are going to be attracted to. Even if you're not personally into camouflage, try it out sometime. You'll be surprised the contacts you'll make when you make that little bit of eye contact. Next thing you know, you're talking about guns and calibers and shooting ranges. Before you know it, you've got a new friend. Anyway, another topic in the news this week is YouTube's ongoing purge. It's really just the latest ratchet. Everybody should know very well by now, YouTube is Google, Gulag. The same group, the same Mockingbird group Dragonfly, happy to work with the communist Chinese, suppressing their citizens. Well, they're also happy to work with YouTube, suppressing our citizens. Like Alex was talking about with William Binney, they can just dial our algorithms down to where we think we're free, we're walking around, we're posting on social media, but nobody's hearing our message. That's what's going on. So I personally have been on Facebook for almost a month now, which is shocking to me. I stay on strictly to test their algorithms. You know, where does Matt Bracken fall on the banning list? I'm permabanned from Twitter. They're letting me on Facebook lately. But what I do is I'm not a fan of Facebook, believe me, by no means. I parallel post. I would post on Twitter, except I'm gone from there permanently. I post on FreeZoxy. I post on Gab. Minds I never got into. Minds.com, if you have a good experience with it, fine. And one that I was just introduced today is called Parler.com, P-A-R-L-E-R. It seems to work very much like Twitter. And what I do is, it's very convenient if you're in the club, if you're in the oligarch social media club, then you'll get an app. So you can just click the Facebook or the Twitter or the Instagram. Well, if you're not in that club, if you're a Gab or a FreeZoxy or a Parler, you have to do two or three steps. You've got to copy the title, copy the URL, paste it in. Big deal. Are you such a sunshine patriot that that's too much effort, that if it takes more than clicking the little Facebook icon, you're not going to bother? Anyway, any article or any topic that I see that's worth sharing, I share it not just on Facebook. I share it everywhere that I can. I just keep them open, and then I can parallel post. Then people can contact me, friend me, or whatever they call it on different sites, private message me. And this is a way that we can diffuse and make our communications, instead of a top-down hierarchical organization, make it a wide net from all directions that's much harder for the social media titans to control. Another thing that I recommend is when you find great blogs like the Raconteur Report that I mentioned earlier, or Gates of Vienna that I check daily, Western Rifle Shooters Association, places that have their own comment sections. You can post in these blogs in their comments and find your own, find the people that live in your area, get together, meet in real world meet space. I'm just suggesting, don't just go to Facebook or Twitter because it's easy and you think you're done, but really they've turned your volume down to zero. So what the hell is the point? So I post across the board. I go to the various blogs and I look at the blog rules on the side. Like if you look at Western Rifle Shooters Association, then you look at the blog roll on the side and you'll find other great blogs that are putting out content that would definitely make you an unperson in liberal social media. But, you know, this is a way of just flooding the zone. They can't stop the message if you use all frequencies, every frequency you can use. Vlad Tepes, that I mentioned before, he had thousands and thousands of videos deleted from YouTube. What he's now doing on his own blog, he'll have the link, but the videos that he would have hosted prior, now he's having them, he has them hosted by other folks, or he just picks them up when they are posted on YouTube by other folks. So there's many small targets, shifting targets, constantly making new channels, but you follow the names, you follow the people, and as they get banned here, they pop up there. But it takes a little bit more work. But if this is really, you know, a fight for our freedom of speech, then it's worth making the effort. Don't just think, well, hey, I mean, I posted on Facebook or I saw who was posting on Facebook. You're not seeing much there because they've dialed you down to 1 or 0%. So make the effort. Find these great blogs and then find their blog roll on the side, and you'll be amazed by how much terrific content is out there that you are never in a million years going to find on Facebook, because those content creators are virtually banned, or they're in limited state, or they're made so that you have to, like, you know, type in the exact title on YouTube. Otherwise, you can't find it. They don't let you use the share functions, nothing. But this is an info war, and it's going to take a lot of effort on our part. If you do reach out to me on any of these alternate social media sites, I'll try to respond. And, you know, look for me, look for the others like me. As they get banned, remember, they haven't gone away. They've just been made unpersons. So take the effort to find these guys and keep it going. And another thing I'd like to say is Amazon is becoming a real pain in the butt to me in terms of dealing business with them that I've been doing for 15 years. Amazon.com. And I'm glad when people order paper books from Amazon. I'm glad when you order Kindle books from Amazon. But remember, everything Kindle can be deleted. What we're seeing right now in Canada is a return of this bill called Criminal Law C-13. This is what got Mark Stein like 5 years ago. Under the last Prime Minister Stephen Harper, it was taken out of the criminal code. Now they're trying to put it back in, and it's going to basically make it illegal to hurt anybody's feelings on the left, and you won't even be able to mention things like the New Zealand Manifesto, just bringing it up like quoting the guy in New Zealand in order to say, look, he was a communist, he wasn't a right-winger. You won't even be allowed to quote from the manifesto. The entire areas of speech are just going to be banned. So I'm urging you to, when you can, get the dead tree copy of these edgy books that the social justice warriors hate, like mine, like Diana West's and others. Make the effort and get the dead tree version. I'm telling you, if Trump loses or if he's taken out, the next president is going to, under, you know, some emergency laws against hate speech, they're going to mass delete a lot of the content. So get the printed dead tree version when you can. And if you get it straight from me, I'll sign it. And then Jeff Bezos doesn't get half. You know, the details are on my website. But I'll be back next week and we'll talk about all this some more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount
amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.